We acknowledge the Kaurna people, the traditional custodians of the land and water on which this podcast is recorded and produced.
Welcome to Tidbits. It's the bite-sized podcast that takes the Mickey Bliss out of a top trending story. You're with Chanel and Tamara.
You sure are. Are you ready for this one?
Ready as I'll ever be.
I found my wife's OnlyFans account.
Ooh.
Yes.
This is a bit saucy and racy.
Isn't it?
It's what happened?
Well, basically this man took to the internet to ask advice to Reddit why people do this. So he was noticing that she was spending time away from him in their guest bedroom. Normally she'd be sat on the couch watching Netflix with him.
Right.
At this moment she's not, and she's doing it quite often now. So she's in the spare bedroom and she's doing all this
posing.
Wow, wow, wow.
What kind of an OnlyFans was it? What was she doing?
A naughty one.
A nudie one.
I reckon, yeah. So all sorts of stuff. So he had a gut feeling and then he decided to research this. I don't know what the gut feeling is.
Wouldn't he just go check on her in the damn room and catch her like with tits out, flopping about, doing some sort of like what?
I know, I know. So anyway, he came across the videos online.
Oh my goodness.
So that was his gut feeling. And the funniest thing was that she said, "That's not me." He's like, "That's your face." Said, "Oh, it's not?
Someone who looks like me." Disgusting.
"They stole my face."
Oh my God.
"They pinched my face." So she denied it and then got really angry with him and said that they need more money. Now he said, "I earn a pretty okay wage that we can be comfortable, we can afford everything and we have the necessities we need."
Mm-hmm.
She wants the luxuries.
She wants
like
more.
The spa days.
An extra guest room. A studio to do her OnlyFans in.
A studio. She wants the nicer handbags, things
right.
like that. So okay. She went, "Well, I'll take matters into my own hands."
Yes.
"And I'll take my clothes off and pose." And the guys on, and girls, but let's say predominantly men on her site, would be going, "Ray, ray, 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 ray."
Oh my God. Why? I don't get why on his gut feeling, the first instance, he didn't just go and check what she's doing.
Don't know.
"I know, I have a feeling." Instead of going and seeing what the fuck she's doing in the guest room, he goes on to OnlyFans. Bad excuse, Gary. Because he's probably on OnlyFans for another reason.
Yes. So one of my favourite TV shows, it's on Stan, it's called Trigger Point. And Vicky McClure, fantastic actress, she is a bomb diffuser and she dismantles bombs.
Right.
Anyway, she's got wonderful technology with little cameras on the end of sticks. So he could have slid it under the door. I'm sure he could have found something and gone, "What is happening here?" Anyway, or just walk in the door,
Chanel. I love the bomb technique. You go out and get a special bomb camera to go in. This guy has no idea.
Well, you know what? She might have locked the door. I'm assuming she has.
Yes.
And then he's knocking. "Don't come in here."
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, there's a lock.
So the live stream, throw something over the camera.
I know. You know, I thought about OnlyFans. I actually entertained the idea slightly, like in a fantasy way.
Yeah,
sort of like, could I do that? Because I saw someone, there was an article about someone who'd done it, this woman, but she just doesn't show her face and she makes thousands and thousands of dollars.
People with foot fetishes, let's say, the amount of money they pay to just look at someone's feet.
Yes.
You know.
And these feet don't have to be amazing either. They could be any feet.
They actually can.
You could just take, but can you imagine, just take photos of your damn feet. "Oh, I didn't get a foot pic in today. Here we go. Take that picture of that dirty foot after you've been at the Fringe Festival."
Someone said to me, "I might go do an OnlyFans account for my feet."
Yes.
I've heard people dig bunions.
So they do. And there's this whole, have you looked on Instagram? This whole famous little page.
Feet.
Disgusting.
People are like, do it, turn
toe
on
spread.
Its side or something.
Oh, no.
Show us the back end.
Yeah. Toe spread, please.
Toe spread. I thought you said toe spread.
Is that like toasting a piece of toast?
No, I thought that's what you friggin' said. You didn't. You said toast spread.
I didn't say that, but I'm saying what would a toast spread be? It would be putting Vegemite on a piece of toast with your foot.
Oh, you're making me feel sick.
We could do – why are we doing this podcast? Let's just
we'd make
Janelle,
a lot
let's
more
go
money.
Because I have this feeling.
Hang on.
We've got things to do.
I need to tell you this first very funny thing that I learned recently. Another show I watch, RuPaul's Drag Race. Excellent.
Yes.
So someone said, what do you do when you don't do drag? And he said, I'm a ghostwriter for OnlyFans. And they said, what do you mean?
Yeah,
and
he said, he mean?
Well, when the girls that make all their money go off on holiday, he sits there and responds back to all the comments, like all the creepy comments or all the sexually suggestive ones or whatever. So they're thinking, they're talking to this hot woman and they're talking to a man.
But what is RuPaul?
Oh, a man, just a drag queen.
Oh, just a drag queen. I was going to say, why is RuPaul doing this?
RuPaul's mega rich.
I figured he didn't know, unless it's his little passion project. Like, why is he doing this?
But I'm laughing that they're thinking, you know, sexy, spread your toes or something.
They probably have a really good responses too, like, shut your face, you know. Bitches, get away, you know. Stop looking at my titty tatas or whatever.
Just be aware that if you're talking to someone online, it might not be the person you're hoping to talk to.
Usually isn't. Yeah.
It's a drag queen.
It's a drag queen. Okay, so OnlyFans, we're saying, if you're going to do it, maybe be honest about it with your partner.
I think so.
Or just take
and if you're all on board, or maybe your partner can film. That's fine too if you want to make this money. Want to build your dream house? No judgment.
Try a new niche, your ears. Maybe earlobes could be a earlobes in different situations, different earrings. I bet you there's – I'm going to check that right now.
Okay. Good luck.
It exists.
Tidbits is hosted by Chanel Franklin and Tamara Linke, produced by Frankie Media and in collaboration with Mum's Lounge.